This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. This is Chris Switz. Welcome. Morning devotions probably happened to you a time when you were feeling desperate and you say, fix this or heal this. You call out to God and you don't hear anything in response. What does it mean when God is silent in the face of our anguished pleas? Does it mean that he doesn't care, or worse, he doesn't even exist? And when God is silent, we can simply become upset with him, become confused. We start to doubt that he's even there. And the truth is, we just don't know what to do with what we call God's silence. It was C.S. Lewis who said, though our feelings come and go, God's love for us does not. That's a very good thought. God's love is there, whether you feel it or not. If you're experiencing God's silence, start expecting him in the unexpected places. Look at the creation, or in the words that you hear, or the Bible. Believe these things do speak. And they are speaking today. You mightn't hear him directing you to park in a certain spot, but into the truth of his presence you can go. And we live in a world where there is noise and very little silence. And noise is something that we just get used to. And when there's silence, it does become an uncomfortable situation. So what's going on when God's silence seems unbearable? What on earth is he up to? Now, some things, you know, are best learned in the dark. Now, I want to explain this. It could be that God is not silent. It's possible that you haven't tuned in to hearing God, and we are surrounded by background noise and distractions. But I believe that God is trying to communicate with us. But if we can't hear him because we've blocked him out, our minds might be turned to the internet or the TV or our social media, instead of reading the Bible for a few moments every day, or instead of just sitting down and being quiet and speaking to God. It's in these moments that you can hear that still, small voice of the Creator God. And in these moments, you can receive answers. Let me tell you this. On more than one occasion, King David from the Old Testament felt that God had actually abandoned him. This is real stuff. But despite that, he was never out of God's sight. For example, have a listen to Psalm 139. Where can I go from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence? If I settle on the far side of the sea, he said, David, even there your hand will guide me, your right hand will hold me fast. And if I say, surely the darkness will hide me and the light becomes night around me, even the darkness will not be dark to you. So there it is, even in the times of silence, stop rushing around. Ever try to watch a seed grow? The problem is you can't. It remains hidden under the garden soil until the seedling's ready to come up out of the surface. And sometimes things get buried in us that need to come up out of the surface. And they'll only do that if we sit long enough to let them break through. It could be that you may have deep issues that have been undermining your life for years. And just being quiet about it can only make it worse. But God, if you tune in, God can say something. Perhaps he's spoken in the past, you weren't paying attention, and maybe he wants you to pursue a different path to what you're doing. Or he could be teaching you that you even have to trust him in the worst of situations. And when God falls silent, how long will that silence last? Well, the answer is as long as it takes. It will seem dark and lonely. But in the same way that dawn always follows night, your darkness will end one day. Hang in there. God never fails. He never lies. He can be trusted. He will eventually let his presence be felt to you. And only he knows why that happens and when. What we do know is that he is suffering with us. If you're feeling that you're suffering, God is there, even in the silence. Heavenly Father, we do know that it's very difficult to understand these times of silence. When you are silent, Lord, it is hard. We find we struggle. But we believe, just as King David did, there is nowhere where I can't go from your spirit. Your spirit is with me all the time. That's terrific news, and thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.